The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Issa
and Naja Gbliago.
In the headlines, 69th birthday of late President Mills commemorated with chorale concert in Accra. Africans urged to honor their leaders in spite of their flaws. Ministry of Finance debunks notion that government is overburdening businesses with increased taxation. National Identification Authority reschedules registration exercise in Upper West Region to Wednesday. Pope Francis due in Brazil on his first foreign trip. And 22 killed with several others injured in an earthquake in Gansu province of China.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel and more.
The news in detail. A chorale concert was held last night in Accra to commemorate the 69th birthday of late President John Evans Atta Mills. The concert begins a series of activities lined up to mark the first anniversary of the passing on of President Mills. Speaking at the concert, Minister of Youth and Sports, Elvis Efrianekra, said President Mills must be remembered as a peacemaker who was willing to sacrifice anything for the peace of the country. In attendance was President John Dramani Mahama, Vice President Pakufemi Sarfa and his wife Matilda, some ministers of state, the clergy, traditional rulers, and members of other political parties. Baba Utsu and Delali Adogunbesa have filed this report.
The Atta Mills Chorale Concert featured choirs from Orthodox and Charismatic churches, poetry recitals from Ni Yate and Professor Tupe Okai, a writer. Most people who were either clad in their Sunday black and white cloth or any other bright attire danced to the melodious tunes and hymns sung by these choral groups. The Minister of Youth and Sports, Elvis Efrianekra, said late President Mills demonstrated humility, modesty and love to anyone who came his way. He believes people should imbibe such attitudes for peaceful coexistence.
Professor Mills may be gone, but to live in the hearts of the people you leave behind is not to die. People only die in our lives when we forget them. But as long as we continue to remember Professor Mills in our hearts, he will continue to be in our lives. Let's remember Professor Mills as a distinguished statesman that he was, who lived for his people. Let's remember him for the sportsman that he was, complete embodiment of the never say die spirit. Let's remember him, for Mills should be remembered for his humility, modesty, incorruptibility, even as he served in the highest office of the land as president of our dear country, Ghana.
The former general secretary of the Christian Council of Ghana, Reverend Fred Debbie, said there is only one life and a purpose to fulfill on this earth. He called on Ghanaians to emulate the late President Mills as a man of peace, especially as the Supreme Court prepares for its final verdict next month.
Whenever you think about him 24/7, he sends you a message. He must send you a message that we need to live our lives pleasing to God 24/7, because you don't know when your Maker will call you. We need to remember that all the powers of the state can be at your disposal, and all the health facilities can be at your disposal. But when that time comes and your Maker says, come home, you are gone, and you are gone. So what is your legacy? May Ghana, that Atta Mills left behind, that continues the tradition, that has gone to the polls, that is in the Supreme Court, that are doing all kinds of things, learn that no matter who and who we are, when your 24/7 comes, you are gone, you are gone. We have only one purpose, and that is to serve God and humanity with all our lives. With all the best you can, in humility, love, and reconciliation. Harmony, reconciliation, and create an environment where people can develop to be who God wants them to be. And particularly, with the privilege of an offer that becomes stewardship and you neglect only to your peril.
Other activities lined up for the week-long anniversary of late President Mills include launch of Atta Mills Foundation, the first in the series of annual Atta Mills Memorial Lectures at the Accra International Conference Center, replaying ceremony at the Asumdwe Park to observe the exact date and time of his passing, which is the 24th of this month.
Baba Utu and Delali Adoglabesa for that report.
Some people Radio Ghana spoke to said Ghana has benefited so much from the man, Professor John Evans Atta Mills. To them, the passing on of President Mills has rather strengthened Ghana's democracy.
I have lots of incidents I can't even narrate of when he would always bring a smile or lots of laughter to people just because of his talk and what he said. He was unique in his style, very soft-spoken, never raised his voice when he didn't, very rarely. I mean, few people ever saw him before. But to be quite firm in his position and was forthright, he'll be solid in it. But Ghana has benefited over from 2009 to present day because of the style of leadership he gave, and he has gone on to strengthen the democracy of our country.
He's very humble, very dedicated to duty, and indeed very committed to the development of Ghana. A knowledgeable person as he was would have been very, very proud and indeed discriminated in terms of relationship. But he was very down to earth, and some of us who happen to work with him very closely, we have learned a lot from his humility.
Professor Mills deserves every positive adjective that will be attributed to any human being. He was kind and humane to a fault. And he used to forgive. He didn't want to pay back anybody with whatever offense that the person may have committed against him. Whatever language, however foul, Professor Mills is one person who would rather be angry with the person who vowed to go and fight somebody who has insulted him or made dirty remarks against him.
You heard a cross-section of Ghanaians paying tribute to the memory of President Mills at the choral concert held in Accra.
As part of activities, a presentation to two institutions has been made to mark the late president's 69th birthday, the Princess Marie Louis Children's Hospital in Accra and the Village of Hope Alternation School at Gumafete in the Central Region, where the beneficiary institutions. Late President Mills gave donations and gifts to orphanages on his birthday to signify his caring nature and to reach out to orphans in the country. The Greater Accra Regional Minister, Julius Deborah, led a delegation to do the presentation on behalf of former First Lady Dr. Mrs. Ernestina Nadu Mills. Yvonne Atilego reports.
According to the Greater Accra Regional Minister Julius Deborah, the presentation of items to orphanages and children on 21st July has now been adopted as a yearly practice to commemorate late President Mills' birthday.
We are here on behalf of Dr. Mrs. Nadu Mills, wife of former President Professor John Evans Atta Mills. As we all know, today marks his birthday, but the wife believes that one thing that the husband left to her is that every year, whatever they need to gather to help children and people who live in orphanages is something that is embedded in her heart. So she thought that even though the husband is moved on and we are celebrating the husband's 1 year anniversary, to commemorate this occasion, she wants us to come and present these items on her behalf.
At the Princess Marie Louis Children's Hospital in Accra, which was the first stop, items presented were toiletries, food items, mosquito nets, plastic caps and bowls. 4,000 Ghana cedis was also presented to the hospital. The Deputy Director of Administration at the Ministry of Health, Augustine Yaobuama, received the cash and the items on behalf of the hospital.
On behalf of the Regional Director of Health Services, the management and staff of the TMD Hospital, I wish to receive this and also to thank Dr. Nadu Mills, our former First Lady, for this wonderful gesture. Dr. Nadu Mills, as we know, has always been in the forefront of health. I do recall some months back when we had to meet at Pantam, where she had personally donated some amount for the upgrade of the health center into a near polyclinic. Indeed, for us in the health sector, we recognize her as an icon. So we are not surprised that on the occasion of the birthday of our former president, she has come to do this wonderful gesture for the hospital. And again, I want to thank you and hope that we pray that God blesses her and her siblings and the government so that she will continue to offer her services to this ministry and indeed to this hospital.
The Village of Hope School and Orphanage received food items, toiletries, mosquito nets, mosquito coils, plastic bowls and caps, among others. The managing director of the school, Fred Asari, was grateful to the former First Lady and family for the gesture.
President Mayor celebrated his birthday with us at the Village of Hope. We had this on our football field. It was a very large gathering. And I would say that when it comes to celebration, perhaps that was the last birthday he really celebrated. And it was at this very ground with the children of Village of Hope. And we hold him very dear in our hearts. We will never forget his love for children, his love for God, his love for country, and its love for charity.
Monica Bida, a student of the school, expressed appreciation on behalf of the children.
Yes, our father has really done a good job. I don't know what to say, but by God's grace, I know that our grandfather, his work is not easy.
A student at the Village of Hope School, ending that report by Yvonne Atilegu.
A minister of state at the presidency, Alhaji Rashid Pelpo, has advised Africans to accept and honor their leaders in spite of their flaws. He said leaders in positions can be corrected if they are not performing well, but such correction should not be condemnations that will kill the soul of such leaders. Speaking on the sidelines of the Atta Mills Choral Concert in Accra, Alhaji Pelpo lauded President Mills and asked Ghanaians to emulate a person of his caliber.
Well, I remember a personality of very high desire to support and build Ghana, a selfless person, a dedicated Ghanaian who, even in his sickness, was still committed to serving us. We can learn about his selfless dedication to Ghana, that human as we are, we have to be committed to nation first, and in serving the nation, we have to be selfless in doing so. Let's honor our leaders. Let's respect their sincerity. He was sincere. He told us he was sincere. People didn't believe it. Let's give chance to our leaders, even when they make mistakes. Let us also have a feeling for them when they are not well. And let's all remember that the leadership is reflected in who we are, and that we should respect who our leaders are. Correct them if we have to, but don't condemn them while they are still leading us. Because when you condemn them, you eventually condemn the soul of Ghana, because the soul is represented in the person leading us.
Minister of State at the Presidency, Alhaji Rashid Pelpo. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. 69th birthday of late President Mills commemorated with choral concert in Accra. Africans urged to honor their leaders in spite of their flaws. Ministry of Finance debunks notion that government is overburdening businesses with increased taxation. National Identification Authority reschedules registration exercise in Upper West Region to Wednesday. Pope Francis due in Brazil on his first foreign trip, and 22 killed with several others injured in an earthquake in Gansu province of China. We'll be back after this break.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel and more.
Welcome back. Deputy Minister for Finance and Economic Planning, Kasiel Atoforsen, has debunked the notion that government is burdening businesses with more taxes. That it is businesses that are doing very well, such as banks, that have seen increased taxes. The Deputy Minister made the comments on GTV's current affairs program, Talking Point.
If you look at the tax measures we sent to Parliament and are subsequently approved, for instance, we talked about the National Fiscal Stabilization Levy. These were properly thought through. The companies that we selected are companies that are actually doing well. For instance, the banks. Minus indeed the rural banks and the community banks. Banks come out openly, some of them saying they are making profit as much as 590%. And these are companies that we actually target. The telecoms are making money. Each and every company that we chose are there are companies that are doing well. We talked about companies, for instance, from a company came out like the mining companies that obviously they feel that we are overtaxing them and they have difficulties. In fact, we talked about it and we did not add mining companies because indeed they are the only bracket of companies in that sector paying 35% corporation tax. The rest are paying 25%. So we decided to exempt mining companies because indeed what they are saying is fair. And we exempted mining companies. So the act, what is in the act, what is in the law out there is not mining companies. Provision of mining services is not the same as mining companies. So we made sure that we let all those companies that are not doing well.
A principal revenue officer of the Ghana Revenue Authority, Richard Quain, on the other hand, explained that a tax amnesty which opened from January to September 2013 is to improve the compliance culture in the country.
Tax amnesty is to give a time limited period for people who have defaulted in their same year tax payments and then the filing of returns, to give them an opportunity to come forward voluntarily and declare their status. Oh, I am a tax defaulter, I have never paid that. And then in forgiveness, we will do away with their penalties, their interest and their taxes. In some cases, the penalties and the interest, and then in others, the taxes themselves, the penalties and the interest. When we were celebrating the Republic Day, the president gave amnesty to some, like freedom. So it is this time, the tax amnesty is about freedom from penalties, from taxes, and that is essentially the whole thing about the 14 taxes.
However, the MP for Boase West, Kweku Kwarteng, believes that tax increment is not the answer to the current economic challenges.
The Bank of Ghana is out, and the evidence that business confidence is down, consumer confidence is down, it means that businesses are not as robust as they have to be. The consumers are not consuming as much. What it means is that the individuals and the private people are just as broke as government. So the question we are asking is, when government gets broke, businesses are broke, individuals are broke, is the solution tax, using state power to tax business so government would have money? Is that a solution? And that is why fundamentally we think these measures are coming at the wrong time.
Well, the MP for Boase West, Kweku Kwarteng, on GTV's current affairs program, Talking Point.
Deputy Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Rachel Florence Apu, has urged public and private institutions to offer employment opportunities to persons living with disability, PWDs. She said PWDs with requisite competences are the right kind of human resource needed by every organization that seeks to maximize production or profits. Ms. Apu said this when she paid a working visit to some special schools in the Greater Accra region. She stressed the need for employers to prepare PWDs who have the requisite knowledge and skills to work in the various organizations and institutions in the country, adding that PWDs are very effective at their places of work. The Deputy Minister urged employers to look at the talents, creativity and skills of the person rather than concentrating largely on the physical ability. Ms. Apu called on parents to give children with disability the necessary attention they require.
Residents of Wa in the Upper West region have to wait for 2 extra days in order to be registered by the National Identification Authority. This is because the authority has postponed the mass registration exercise scheduled to take place today to Wednesday, the 24th of July. This the authority attributes to challenges in moving logistics and manpower from the northern to the Upper West region. Public Relations Officer of the NIA, Beth Ajebele, tells us more in this interview with Brighton Trauma.
Unfortunately, the NIA will not be able to begin the mass registration as scheduled. We had some challenges in moving materials from the northern region to the Upper West region. I think we underrated the distances that we have to cover between these two places. The land distance between the northern region and upper west region, it's vast. In most of the districts, we have to pass through the upper east region to go to the upper west region, and then some of the materials, most of them were also located in the western side of the northern region, where we have to take equipment all the way down to other parts of the upper west. It gave us some challenge. And so we are still moving material and personnel, which we can conclude tomorrow. They have to deploy these people to the various registration centers. So we are shifting the beginning date to Wednesday, 24th, instead of the Monday 22nd that we had initially scheduled.
So how many people are you planning to register in this mass registration, and how many days will you spend there if you begin on Wednesday?
We have scheduled to do 10 days in each zone or in the whole of Upper West, because that is just one zone. We are doing it as a whole. So we always work 10 days in a zone. And so this is a one zone. We work for 10 days. Now, as to the numbers of people that we are going to register, between the northern, upper, east, upper west, we are estimated to be registered about 4 million people. So we are hopeful we are going to be registering close to 1 million people in the upper west region, and maybe a little more than that in the upper east, or about the same numbers.
Well, the public relations officer of the NIA, Beth Ajibole. The announcement by the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, of the U.S. last week of the discovery of a message from God written on tablets of stone on the planet Mars has been corroborated by a Ghanaian theologian. Disciple Finema Sosubempa said God revealed the message to him in his sleep years ago, just as Joseph's dream was recorded in the Bible centuries ago. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Usubempa said the revelation is an indication that God is real.
20 years ago, God revealed to me the map of the world, the whole world, from continent to continent. And so I've been praying about it. But 3 years ago, God told me to write a book. He gave me the title, and the title of the book is The Ark Covenant of Yahweh, The Secret to Heaven. So I've written the book. He asked me to write another book, which is talking about the Holy Spirit. So the title of the book is You Need the Baptism of the Holy Spirit. That book too has been written. But if I were to tell the world that this is the book that God has let me write, many people wouldn't believe it. But God, knowing what He is doing, He has going to reveal the ark. Then He has revealed that He has signed that He is Yahweh, by indicating that, yes, what He asked me to write, He has to let the whole world to know that this message is from Him. And so anybody who doubts it, is doubting what God has said.
Why should an ordinary person listening to us believe what you are saying?
The ordinary person wouldn't believe it. That is why God has revealed it to the Americans in mass. People won't believe it. So He wanted the world to know that this is His message, and nobody can doubt it. If you doubt it, you are doubting for your hell. Anybody who doubts this message will go to hell.
There are 9 planets. Why Mars in particular?
I don't know. I'm not God. He is God. He decides to do whatever He wants to do. And that is what He has done.
Is this not a mere tactic to gain popularity out of nothing?
If I want to be popular, that would be a different thing. But the book will prove whether I want to claim to be popular or not. That's the book. This book will prove to the whole world that this is the word of God, and this is what God has said.
But this book, The Ark Covenant of Yahweh, says nothing about what you are claiming you discovered 20 years ago.
What I discovered was, I was shown the map of the world from continent to continent. It means God is saying that this book has to go all over the world. And this is what He has revealed to the Americans.
So how do you know that what you saw was indeed the map of the continent, as you are claiming?
Joel has said something in the book of Joel. He said, if you have a dream or is a vision, well, it doesn't matter how long it will take. But by all means, it will come to pass. And that is what has come to pass today. It's a prophecy, and that's been fulfilled.
You heard Disciple Finema Sosubempa.
In a bid to promote healthcare and improve water supply in the rural areas, the Cedar Mountain Chapel, in collaboration with the Mission Chapel in USA, Ministry of Health and Meaningful Life and NGO, has inaugurated a $10,000 borehole project to bring relief to the people of Amansi Bokiti in the eastern region. This was made known at the launch of the project in Accra. Nanamo Murray and Anita Weskin have more.
The launch of the project, which is marked by a week of activities, is aimed at addressing the needs of Ghanaians in a holistic manner. It is also to evangelize and provide free medical care for more than 3,000 people in rural communities. The Minister of Health, Ms. Sherry Aiti, in a speech read on her behalf by the Chief Nursing and Midwifery Officer of the Ministry of Health, George Kumichureme, pledged her ministry's support. She said her ministry is championing initiatives and strategic partnership to ensure that every citizen stays healthy to contribute to national development.
Nanamo Murray and Anita Weskin filed that report. We'll be back after this break.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel and more.
Now to end the news, the main point again. a choral concert to mark the 69th birthday and beginning of activities to commemorate the first anniversary of the passing on of Ghana's late president, Professor John Evans Atanulf, has been held in Accra. Speaking at the concert, Minister of Youth and Sports, Elvis Efie Ankrah, said President Knowles must be remembered as a peacemaker who was willing to sacrifice anything for the peace of the country. And the National Identification Authority has rescheduled the registration exercise, which is to take place today in the Upper West region, to Wednesday, the 24th of July. The news was presented by Samuel Essa.
And Najak Bliagu in Accra.